House Bill 4310 would change state code to allow WVU Tech to move its headquarters from Montgomery to Beckley, less than 50 miles away into neighboring Raleigh County. But this short move has caused big debate about whether or not the town of Montgomery could sustain itself after losing the university. In September of last year, the West Virginia University's Board of Governors voted unanimously in support of the move, saying that the Montgomery campus was no longer financially viable and the move to Beckley was the only option to salvage the shrinking program. But today's decision was much more divisive, as delegates from both sides of the aisle rose in opposition and support of the bill. Delegate Mick Bates represents Raleigh County, which would benefit from the move.
This is not about Fayette County. It's not about Raleigh County or Kanawha, or even Mercer. It's about students, present and future. This is not about any county or any institution of higher education. It's about allowing WVU Tech to survive and to place it in a position to thrive.
Montgomery is a community of about 1,700. Delegate David Perry represents the district in Fayette County and says the decline of WVU Tech is due to improper funding and lack of support from the university's administration.
So is this a move to create a two-state institution in the state of West Virginia with so many small institutions we have that serve students across this state? Possibly so. I can't say. But I can tell you there is an economic impact to Montgomery. There's an economic impact to the Upper Kanawha Valley, and there's an impact to the students that West Virginia Tech serves, and the ability to increase those number of students has been hampered and hindered by the instability created by WVU and the press over the last few years.
The House passed the bill by a vote of 67-32. It now moves to the Senate. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rob Engel in Charleston.